Okay, this is Monday, July 27th, 2015, and the topic this is questions and answers evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, it's nice to see that people show up. As Paula would say, only the stars are here. They're the ones who keep coming. And I think that's wonderful. Now, I do hope that you people are finally getting it through your consciousness and your mind and your skull there, that you truly are one with this thing that we call God, that you are goddesses and goddesses, that you are capable, with this mind that you have, you are capable of creating your own reality. We just forget that all the time because we're in the world and we don't see it happening, so we don't realize that every thought that we have, audible or silent, does something. It goes someplace, it does something. I look at it this way. This brain here that we call the brain is a manufacturing plant. And what do you put into that manufacturing plant? You put thoughts into it. And you have to have the right thoughts going in, the right material going into your mind, so that you get the right effect at the other end. So if you can remember, you're creating that. It's a factory. You're creating everything that's in your life. And when we finally realize that, then what happens? What's the marvelous thing to realize that you cause everything that comes into your life? What does that free you from? If you know that you have created everything that comes into your life, what does that free you from?
Victim?
Yes, it frees you from being a victim. You can no longer say, this caused me to do this, this, and this. You cannot place the blame on anything outside of yourself. And when I say place the blame, I do not want you to place the blame on yourself either. You have to say, oh, look what I created. I don't like it. I can create something else. And you do that by changing your mind. It's all done with the mind. But people hold on to that, you see. And they, what, and I say this all the time. You must remember that you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use, but most people think that thoughts that come through their minds and so forth are them. It's not. It's just a thought. You're the thinker behind all that. So you can change anything in your life. All right. With that said, I'll open it up for questions. Who has a question? Andy always has questions.
I was expecting a little more talk before I had to go.
I know. Today, you go.
I was expecting a little less.
If you were going to talk about something right now for a few minutes, what would it be? That's my question.
What would I talk about? I think what I would talk about is how wonderful the world is, how wonderful people are, what a wonderful experience that I'm having, you see. You have to look at this time on this earth as a vacation. It's a vacation. And you came here to enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, enjoy your vacation, and of course, take everything in, because there's so much out there to take. Now, who is my metaphysical mentor? Metaphysical mentor.
Yours.
Mine.
Yourself.
I'll give it to you. Auntie Mame.
Auntie Mame.
Because what did Auntie Mame say?
Life's a banquet.
And most poor bastards are starving to death. Life is a banquet, and you have to know that it's a banquet. When most people are starving, they won't go to the table. They think there's no place for them at the table. And they're willing to take the crumbs that fall down. Don't be willing to do that. The table is yours. Everything on the table is yours.
So that leads me to this question. People probably, I think for the most part, have something that, or certain things that they've always been trying to create in their life. Like, it's the thing that they carry with them. And for me, one of the, I feel like around those issues, I'm usually, or oftentimes, stuck. And when you talk about this metaphor of like the banquet table and people starving to death, I think to myself, it's like, well, maybe they can't see the table, or maybe they don't have a way to get to the table, or maybe they don't know where the table is. Like, what? How do they get open enough to see where the banquet is and get there?
I don't know the answer to that. The answer that I do know is, think of your own self, not what other people are doing. You don't
care. How do I get to the banquet
table? How do you get to the banquet
table?
I'm
hungry.
Well, that's it. And say to yourself, I'm hungry. I'm going to feed myself from the top. I'm not going to settle for crumbs anymore. Now, my advice, and I think I've told you this at least three, if not four times, stop trying so hard. Let things come to you. When you start to try, you push the thing away from you. You must just let it come to you.
Can you clarify that when you're trying so hard? Like, what would he be trying too hard at?
His career.
And how would you be trying too hard at your career?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I don't feel like I am trying.
Yeah, I mean, because we're in the same boat. I mean, how...
Mentally, you keep seeing it and you keep pushing it away instead of just saying, you know, I'm going to let it come to me. I'm an actor. Jobs come to me. People come to me. And all that stuff. You let things come to you. But you're racing after something.
No, I don't think I do enough.
Well, you see, what are the three things you must always remember? The other one is, I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough.
But when you say don't try too hard, can you explain me how do you see try too hard from your point of view, so I know where to stop, so I don't try too hard to think about, not only about their career, but in general about life?
Yeah. Well, you have to settle into life and say, you know, that I can do my job, but I don't have to do it 24 hours a day. You have to take time to smell the roses along the way. And most people are so busy pushing and shoving and wanting all the money and doing all that, they lose sight of what life is all about. You know, you have to be intelligent. You know what you're doing. You know not to overwork yourself.
But I think one of the concerns and August may feel this way too, is like even as an actor, if you have certain amount of successes, like you're oftentimes left to your own devices.
Yes.
Like unless you're Tom Hanks and they're like the roles are like pouring in the door, it's like you're like, okay, I'm waiting for the next audition, or I'm waiting for the next person to call me about being in the film or whatever.
And that happens, so you get the ball rolling. Once the ball starts to roll, it just keeps rolling and picking things up. You must start the process somehow, and that's what that will happen for you. You'll do something that somebody will notice and say, get Andy, and then you'll do something else and people, let's get him. Look at my friend Victor. He works all the time. All the time, Victor Garber. Mm. He's just making a new movie, but his name is out there.
Well, you know, I don't know. Is this trying too hard? I don't know. You know, because this music video that I did is on fire. I mean, it's well over a million hits on YouTube. The guy, my clip is featured on a show, and blah, blah, and I'm thinking, now I should be doing something with this. I should be running with this. What can I do with this? You know, and so that's, you know, I should be marketing myself with this. You know, it's a mainstream piece right now, you know? And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Do you submit yourself?
No, I don't.
I get a lot of auditions. I submit myself. Because I'm willing to do ultra low work. My agent won't, because I'm not happy with her anyway, but she won't submit, you know, for that type of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's catch 22 for me sometimes.
It's always that, you see. There's a balance in everything. You have such a, excuse me, find that balance that you need.
Maybe on another note, with the...
But don't get anxious. You get anxious. You think it's not happening.
Yeah.
You get anxious and think it's not happening. You must always know that it's happening.
Okay, but it's been quiet for several weeks now.
Yes, and it's, and that's good. And that, yeah, don't get disappointed.
When you're treating for something, this is where, because I've been told two different things. You shouldn't be saying you want. You should say you desire. Does it matter?
No.
Does it matter?
I hate that technical stuff.
Yeah, so do I. It kind of drives me crazy.
Now, because I think if you want something, then you're in want all the time.
Right.
But you're not in want all the time. I don't know. To nitpick that and to do somatics and stuff with it is ridiculous. Tell this universe what you want, and tell it what you want the way you would tell it, not the way I would tell
right.
it. Remember my friend Doug the Baptist? He says, God, this is what I want. A new swimming pool, a new this, a new that. And he usually gets it. So,
I wanted to ask you something. I already asked Albert this a few weeks ago. And
well, there was your mistake.
No, I got a good answer, but I want to hear from you as well. So it's different. So I wanted to ask you, like, from the science of mind point of view, this religion, which is not Albert.
Right, it's a teaching.
It's a teaching.
A philosophy.
Yeah, how do you think this world comes
to be?
Because in the Bible it says that the God made this
heaven and earth.
Yes. So I want to know from your point of view, how did we came into this world?
Well, if you want to know how the whole universe
yes.
started with the Big yes. Bang, they can prove that scientifically. And then how did we as humans get here
yes.
and all?
Yes.
Well, then there was enough on this planet, enough carbon and oxygen and hydrogen and all the other elements that we need. And life started, that's all. Spontaneously. But I still
think. The human being was created spontaneously, just like that.
Through evolution, this evolution level.
Also, it's science behind it.
Yes, there's science behind it. But you also don't give up that idea that there's a force behind this whole thing. Some intelligence has to be going on. There is no way we, even with our mind, can figure out exactly what's going on. We know. Look at when you plant a seed in the soil, is it the seed that does it, or is it the soil that does it? People don't know that. There's no one that knows exactly.
I think it's a combination.
Absolutely, I think so too. Yeah. But those are things, you know, you can sit around and talk about all that, but the main thing in life is to figure out how to remain happy, how to remain healthy, how to remain prosperous all the time. Those are the things that we want.
Okay, what you're treating and you're not getting what you are treating for, I guess there's a multitude of reasons behind that then.
There's no reason behind. Why do you people want to bring up reason all the time?
It's hard to learn, that's why. You know?
But you're sabotaging your own self. You're not, you do treatment.
Right.
All right, keep doing it till it works for you. If it's not working, maybe you can change a word. Maybe you can change the way you're saying it, when you can change the way you're doing it. But there's no reason. God or the universe is not saying, well, you didn't do that quite right.
Right.
It's your mind that says you haven't done that quite right. So stop thinking that. Paula does that same thing all the time.
Yeah.
She thinks it's a special formula. And I think you learned that at that NoHo church.
No, I don't know. I think because It's well, they, you know, they said the way, you know, not they, I mean, this teaching, this philosophy, I call it teaching, is about, you know, there's certain steps that you can follow. And I don't never believe it, but I do get confused in the, because I do my meditation and treatment every single morning. And I know you're always supposed to thank this universe and this thing called God for everything that you have.
Well, don't you?
I do. But what I do, what I'll say, thank you for my clarity, and yet I don't have clarity. So then I'll say, thank you for my clarity, and then I'll say, can you give me clarity on this situation? Now I feel like I'm like,
no.
Is that good?
That's good.
Yeah, because I say, thank you, God, for all my clarity. And then I say, now I need clarity on this. I'm thinking, well, now, wait a minute. Did you just confuse the universe here? Yeah.
Now, do you think you're powerful enough to confuse the universe? I don't think so. Do you think you're powerful enough to confuse the mind of God? I don't think so.
Well, good.
The only thing you're ever confusing is yourself.
Okay.
Stop doing it.
Okay.
You know, when I do a treatment for myself, like every day or maybe every other day, when I say those words, I don't think of course, it's important what you say, because you have to be specific, like you said, with the universe. But in the same time, when I'm asking something, when I read it, I believe it so much that I'm going to get that in return.
Yes.
So it doesn't, it matters the word, but I think it matters more how much
feeling.
You believe the feeling.
It's always done unto you as you believe,
yes.
And you're trying to build up a belief
system.
And
when I'm asking that thing, I also visualize
mm-hmm.
what I'm asking.
Absolutely, see? No, you're doing it correctly.
She's good at it, because she usually gets what she wants. Seriously.
Good, yeah.
And sometimes I'm not asking. I know so. I already got it. Like,
yes.
Ahead
you
of time. It's
always through them, yes.
I learned that from you. Like, I'm already thanking for something that I know it will happen.
Absolutely. You must always see the field filled
yes.
with the harvest.
Aren't you special?
Which reminds me, we're all special.
Yes, we are.
Before I had my first BMW, my first car, I used to drive a Kia Sepia from 2000. And when I was driving that, while I was driving that car, I used to see the BMW sign instead of Kia Sepia. That's how much I wanted to drive a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a couple of months, I was able to get my first car.
Yes, and that's the way.
I visualized so much myself into that car
right.
that it happened.
Yes. You're causing your own reality. You're causing that stuff to come into your life.
Yeah. It's working for me with the visualizing part.
And for you and you and all of us. I think the greatest thing is just to sit and be grateful.
That I do that every day.
Yeah. And the more you can be grateful for everything, the more you're going to get. You see? And you must get out of your mind that you're not doing it right or other people can do it better. Whatever your mind is telling you, there's nothing wrong with you. You must always come from that point of view. There is absolutely nothing wrong with me. I have a good mind and I know how to use my mind correctly. Otherwise, the mind will tell you you're not doing it right. And there's no right or wrong, people. There is no right or wrong, and you go back to that, and I've told you that before. In the Science of Mind book, you can do treatment 5 steps or 7 steps. But they're only there to make a platform for you so that you can keep your mind organized. And then once you learn that, you just throw it out the window and become your own self.
So in your mind, what's the easiest and most effective way to practice a treatment? Not the right way, but like effective.
Well, start out with the idea of gratitude. And know that you're connected to everything in this universe. And the universe wants to give you everything. After all, you don't have to go, do a lot of those crazy things that people do. always make it as simple as possible. And just talk from your heart always. Be sincere.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
It has to come not only because you're saying it. Okay, I'm saying the sweet one. If it doesn't come from your core, that I learned from August, you know, it doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's not happening. That's why you really have to believe in this word, uh-huh, knowing that it will happen for you.
Right. And it will happen for you. The other thing in this teaching is never, never, never give up.
So when I have an affirmation like that, I say every day, I will never, 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 never give up on my tree.
That was Winston Churchill.
And know that your life is unfolding perfectly every day.
Absolutely. Everything is the way it's supposed to be.
I'm treating so much that now I say, listen, you know what I want. Seriously, I am. I'm cheating so much. I'm like, you know, so in one specific area, I'm like, you know what I want. That's what I do. I said, you know what I want, now give it to me. This morning, I just said, I'm not going to go through. I want it to be this, this, this. I do that all the time. I just said, you know what I want in this area, now just give it to me.
There you go.
You know, how many times do I have to say it?
Right.
Yeah. I actually said, I actually talked to that way. I meant, so
yes.
I think I'm nuts sometimes.
And then accept it.
Yeah.
And it is on its way to you.
Yeah.
You know, when people say express gratitude or be grateful, it's sort of like someone saying to me, go clean your house. It's like, I never quite know how to start being
grateful. I don't know either. You just sit and say to yourself, I'm grateful. I don't know if I'm a grateful person. I think that I'm a grateful person.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have time. I have trouble coming up with gratitude. When I sit in the morning, I look around my home and I see all this stuff and I say, I'm very grateful for this. I'm grateful. Do you get that feeling? Yeah. It's easy and it's not easy because we're not used to doing it. You see?
You know, today, me and my husband, we want to have a coffee at Maria C. I know you guys are going there to have coffee sometimes, and we went out with a friend of ours as well, and we were sitting there and talking and enjoying our coffee. But when we left, me and my husband were talking in the car, and it was so strange but nice in the same time that while I was at the coffee, I was thinking the same way that my husband was thinking. And then while we were talking, we figured out that we were thinking at the same thing.
Yeah.
That's how grateful I was at that point, that at 3:30 I can enjoy a coffee while other people, they're on the way from work,
mm-hmm,
or they're struggling to have a money for a coffee, you know?
Yes.
So we were both grateful for the life that we have.
Yes, and that's what you have to look at.
Yes, and every day me and my husband would say how grateful we are.
Yes.
What we have and how much we are grateful.
No.
I don't see that every morning. You do that too, right?
Oh.
Really? I do that every morning. I say I'm grateful I am for my apartment, my car, my job, you know. Seriously.
Well, I believe you.
I'm grateful I get up.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Take a breath, it's a good day. Yeah.
That is a good one.
I guess I have a general gratitude for things, but like I guess when I hear people talk about being grateful, I like feel like they're getting supercharged about being grateful.
Well, people do that. Maybe you're not a supercharged person. I don't go.
You know, sometimes
I do cartwheels. I don't go.
You can go to downtown and drive around the mission.
Bomb Skid Row.
Yeah, and then just see how they leave. And then go home, and then you'll see how grateful you are for everything. Sometimes I'm thankful for my bed.
that wouldn't work for me though, because my empathy would go out to them, and I would feel bad for them instead of feeling good for
myself.
Because
I think for some people there is their choice to be there.
It's everybody's choice to be there.
So why should I pay empathy to someone that, like I saw yesterday in Santa Monica, in his 30th, begging for money when he can easily find a job, you know? why do I have to give him money? No, I'm not going to give money for that. I don't have empathy for those people.
Good.
So that's me.
Because you don't want to keep the industry going.
Yeah. I'm sure he can find
No, that's what we like, do. We keep that industry going. If you keep giving them handouts, they will keep asking for handouts. Mm-hmm. If you stop all that, they have to find something, and then maybe it'll be work.
Sometimes you'll be amazed that these people that they are begging, they have more money at the end of the day that you made in one day.
Yeah.
Or maybe they take their little bucket and they walk in Zomer's day. You know? I've heard those kind of
very
stories.
Yeah. I think there are legit sums, and I think there are not so legit.
They wouldn't spend those feelings.
Yeah. It's just...
I went to Marshall's one day, and as I was walking in, I actually these two ladies with a child, yes, and they were begging. And I was like, what country are they from, maybe? So I said, I didn't say anything. Then I walked in, and when I walked out, I asked them, what country are you from? And they said, Romania. The same country I am. I said, you serious? I said, you are here. I see you girls are healthy. This kid is healthy. Why you waste your time by begging when you can go out there and find a job? And they start talking to me in Romanian, saying that. I said, I'm embarrassed because you are from the same country I am, and this is how Americans will see my country, the country that where I'm from, you know? So I said, go and look for a job, and I gave them the Craigslist guide.
The Craigslist guide. Oh. The cutest Craigslist. It's funny.
I guess.
You know?
That kind of thing, they are choices, and they do pull your heartstrings and so forth. I mean, when I see them standing, I always want to give them money, but I hesitate and I don't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, just be grateful for where you are. Say, I'm grateful I'm not living under the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, when it rained the other day, I was laying and I love the sound of rain. I love the sound of rain, and I have an awning over my bedroom windows, and I love when it comes straight down. It's not blowing, so I opened up the windows and I just laid on the bed just to listen to that, and I remember saying to myself, "Thank you, God, that I can do this in the middle of the day."
Yeah.
I have a roof over my head. I'm serious, and I just laid there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of used to work,
and that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm even thankful for being in America. Yesterday we were driving on the freeway, sunny, you know, Santa Monica, and I'm from east of Europe. How many people just want to be in this country, you know? And I'm so grateful for being here for, I don't know.
Where are you from?
Romania.
What place?
Cluj.
Yeah, from Romania, right? Oh, you are? I didn't know that.
No, you're from Bucharest, no?
No.
From where?
Maramures.
Oh, Maramures, that's up north.
I know the food.
Yeah.
I went there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So Pennsylvania, Romania.
I don't know. These are
Ohio, Seattle.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, are you less confused, or are you clear, or what else?
I'm good.
Yeah. But Andy, how long have you been in the acting business here? And I'm asking this question because you're the only actor that I know who doesn't have a side job, so you have to be grateful for that.
Yes, but my daughter's always after me to go get another job.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I'm very blessed. It's oftentimes a very squeaking by.
Well, it is squeaking by, but you squeak by.
But I think when you feel stressed in order for you to do something, that's when you don't get it. Because the more you think, oh, I want this so bad, you don't think how to get that. You concentrate only on that specific thing of wanting that thing, and you forget about you asking, you know, and see that it's happening. That's the way.
It's true.
that's the way.
Probably my fault. That's probably what I do wrong. Stress about it.
We just accept it.
You have to let it go and let
it go. You have to relax.
Yeah.
Remember the old let go and let God.
Let go and let go.
It's hard to do. Hard to surrender. Because we think we have to be in control of all everything. And we don't.
So if you wanna like, I know people who have like a much stronger consciousness. I think even Ursula has it, you know, like where like you have this wealth consciousness or you have the success consciousness. And is it simply a fake it till you make it thing, or is there another way to incorporate that?
No. It's always gonna be fake it till you make it. You just have to keep believing in yourself, and you just have to keep acting as if it were already so.
Yeah.
And then you make it so.
When I meet friends, even if I had a bad day, I will never tell them I had a bad day. If they ask me how I'm doing, from better and up.
Yeah.
It's like fake it until you make it.
Yes.
Or if I have only $2 in my bank account, let's say, you know, I wouldn't say that. You know, I would pretend. I would put the best clothes on me and
well, of course.
And show them I have $10,000.
Right. But yeah. You're showing the universe, this is who I am and this is what I want. And it'll work for you.
It's just an effect.
I think you're all doing all right. You just don't know it. You know? And that happens with all of us. We don't, you know, we think, oh, we want everything now, and we want everything exactly the way we want it. It's never going to be that way, people.
I know it's working because I have one of my best friends. She was so close to lose her home, you know? And I didn't talk to her for a long period of time, and then Kalina. And then I started bringing her to the center, and I was telling her about what I'm learning from you and what I'm learning from Novo Center. And she applied that in her life, you know. And since last year in December, up to today's date, she saved her home. She got more hours at her job, and her mom will come at the end of the year to help out with the kids. So many good things happen in her life just because she listened to me how to think, you know. And I feel so good that I was able to help somebody as well. So pay it forward, you know.
All right, and it's all about your thinking. It's all about attitude and all that.
Yes.
You have to keep your attitude up and all. Do you remember that Aunt Catherine? She didn't go to a doctor for 60 years, and he looked at her and said, well, maybe that's why you're so healthy. And then he said to her, you know, you must have very good genes to be 96 or whatever. And she looked at the doctor and said, don't you think attitude had something to do with it?
So
she told the doctor. She told the doctor, yes.
So I have a question about
attitude?
Politics.
Oh, yes.
Well, because whenever I happen across like something on television or internet, and I don't watch a lot of it, but like they're so vehement, and I'm like how can you be a successful national senator, you know, somebody who's like recognized across the entire United States, and be so horrible?
Yes.
Like how does that manifest? Like why are they staying up there? Why does that negativity stay up there?
Because they believe it.
Yeah.
It's all done with belief systems. And politics, when you talk about politics, you always have to remember that's this world. You say it's what the world has made. And we don't want to be it. You know, we want to be of this world, not just say. We want to be something different, and I see all that stuff too. I don't watch politics except to lay out and all the stuff that they're carrying
on.
Maybe
that senator in real life is a different person, because you see how I see in politics, it's like some of the people out there, they're just methods for other people that are higher. you know. So maybe he doesn't like what he's doing, but that's how what the people up there above him tell him what to do, you know. I think this world is run by, I don't know, like I see like levels.
Oh, absolutely, the whole thing.
Yes.
Is everything is levels. Your consciousness is levels. And people on this level cannot understand that
yes.
level.
Yes.
You have to move up to it.
Ladder
to see.
Exactly,
yes.
You know?
When you first started in this teaching, your mind was not open immediately to it. It had a balk and say, well, this isn't what I learned in Romania. So now we're learning to think differently. It's all about thinking differently. And all about thinking differently about yourself. You see?
And also, is it in the belief system? Because didn't you always taught that a person can be very wealthy and have the mental equivalent or the belief in the wealth and the money and the success, but yet in their love life they suck. It
yes.
falls apart because
yes.
that or they can be not such a nice person.
Yes.
But they believe in success, and therefore they have success,
yes.
but they're horrible in every other part of
yes,
their life.
Yes, because they've only ever conquered one corner.
Yeah.
Your life is like a table, and you must have all four legs on the ground, or it's going to wobble all over the place. So you're always looking for love and companionship, for creative self-expression, for health, and for prosperity. The four legs are your table. Some people can get prosperity, but they can't do the other three. You see, tons of people out there, you know, they can get the money, there's nothing, but they can't do anything else. They can't grow anything else.
No, they go in and out of love.
Well,
yes. Relationship, yeah.
Did you read where Tom Cruise is going to marry for the fourth time?
No, he is.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I didn't know.
Yeah, four times now already. See, he makes tons of money and so forth, but he's not very good with love, is
uh-huh.
he?
I think he's just hiding who he is.
Well, could be.
Who knows? In this day and age, don't you think you should stop that?
Well,
since your friend came out, you know, that Jenner woman.
Yesterday he had his first episode.
Oh, did he? I didn't see it. I always miss everything. Well, probably. But his voice still sounds like a man.
Uh-huh.
I started working on that, and I said to somebody else, and he had to chop his hands off because they're too big. You know, he can be a pretty womanly, he has these gigantic hands. Well, men have bigger hands than women. What are you looking up, Andy?
I was just thinking about gratitude.
Attitude. It's always attitude.
Gratitude.
Oh, gratitude. Well, attitude and gratitude, two things. The same we have to do. And we have to work on that, people. Everyone says, oh, how are you, you know, you must have been born with this faith and so forth. Hell no. I had to work on it. You have to work on everything.
So if the four legs
of the table
are what you just said, and you don't have those or one of those, do you fake that? Do you fake love
yes.
and companionship?
Yes.
Do you fake creative self-expression?
Yes,
do you
do something
prosperity?
About it. Yes, you fake all that stuff.
Okay. I'll do it.
Fake it till you make it.
I'm gonna fake it.
Don't be
fun. Absolutely.
Well, one thing that Ursula said that I do also, I only to my core group of friends know, I never tell people how I feel. I feel great, you know. If somebody says they never know how I'm struggling, you know, or anything. They don't know if I have a dollar, if I have $10 a minute.
Yeah, people don't want to know all that stuff.
A lot of them, no, I think a lot of them do. And they're nosy. You know.
I don't want to hear that from people. I was out with somebody, and I can't remember if it was my friend Gene, and immediately said, well, you know, I have a deviated septum, and I have this, and this isn't working. And I thought, did I ask you? I don't go out to with people to hear that. I want to go out and have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, now if you're really sick and you're really that, I'm right there. But you remember that friend used to call to tell me about his shoulder? I just dropped him. He probably thinks I died. I didn't want somebody calling me, telling me, well, the doctor did this and he did that and this. Well, I don't know. I'm not a med student, for Christ's sake. But you don't have to call people up and tell them all that stuff.
Never do.
You know? So.
Well, I think some people like it. Some
people really they get off on that.
Yeah.
Complaining all the time.
Yeah. Helps them.
You know, I think it's very important to have goals in your life, because if you're after only one thing that you want, I want another job, and then I want another job, you know, another job, acting job. But I think if you put your goal up here, or I would rather say why. Put a big why with a question mark. Why you want to do all this in your life? Why you want to have those money? Why you want to have a good life? And when you reach that, you have to try to reach that why in your life. Everybody should have a why in their life, you know? And you don't have to share that with everybody. What is your why in your life? So I do have a why in my life. And as long as you have a why, which is a goal, then you go through these hoops and loops and bumps in the road, but you have something that you have to reach.
Yeah, you're always looking. That's focus. You have to keep your focus going, and then you go towards that.
And every morning when you wake up, think about that big why that you have, you know? And as long as you think about that big goal and big why, you're going to reach that.
You know, like you said, it's focus.
I don't know, today I'm like...
Yeah, really? What the hell?
What? I asked her if she wanted to come up and take my seat. She's doing well. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I'm learning from the best.
What were you studying?
I read a book, The Freedom of Speaking...
Raymond Charles Barker, the power decision. Yeah. What does he say in that book?
Like, in general, about the subconscious, about being...
Well, what is the whole crux of that book? What is the meat of that book?
There's so much to say.
Exactly, and I'll give it to you. He tells you to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And once you make a decision, the whole universe comes and backs you up in that decision. Why don't people get what they want? Because they can never make the decision. It's all in the power of decision. And people can't come to that decision. And it doesn't matter. You can always change your mind. You can decide, I want this. And when it appears or doesn't appear, you can change your mind. So why people are afraid of it? But that whole book, I knew Raymond Charles Barker. I used to do treatments for him. And he would say, "Dallas, louder!" He would. Because he had a big booming voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he had another thing, you know, his mind would go.
Would wander?
Oh, yes. He'd be talking along, then he'd be over here somewhere, and then, you know, you would say, coming back now. And he would bring his mind back.
That's funny. I remember you telling that story before. He would say, coming back now.
But, like when he said that when we're born, we're not born with this feeling of fear.
No.
And all these feelings, we are creating it ourselves.
Absolutely. We learn. We're puppets of our conditioning. If we lived in a society where there was no fear, we wouldn't know fear. You see? I don't like fear at all. I have people coming to my place. If they have fear, I ask them, please, go out. Leave me. I can't. I don't want that in my house, drawing fear. You know? I don't think I have any fear. I mean, I'm not fearful of anything happening to me or anything, you know. I leave the car open, I leave my house open, you know. I have no fear of that. Even though I'm looking for that break-in every 13 seconds. I think that's so ridiculous to put that out there. It may be true, I don't know. I can stand on my whole street and look up and down the street, and there's no robbery going on there. So where's this every 13 seconds there's a break-in? Now that's fear, and they do that. I had a friend who worked for those surveillance companies that put things on your windows, and you know, you had a box, you always had a press and so forth. And when he was trying to sell those to somebody, he would say, now here is the heart of it. You see, they use words like, here's the heart. It's a machine, it doesn't have a heart. But I never had a burger. Well, I did in Lowater, but we never could remember it. We could never, yes, and you could never remember to turn the damn thing on. So, anyway.
I had robberies in my house. The doors were open and they came through the windows. They didn't come through the
door. They're a little funny, these people. But give up fear, people, and give up all these other things that you've been taught to do. I try to give up, you know, I try not to be jealous. Now, there, we're
that's
a horrible one. And they teach it all the time. You know, every program you see on television is about jealousy of some sort or other. Mm-hmm. No, it's a waste of your energy and time to be jealous of anybody. We're all individualized expressions of the one mind. Individualized. We're unique people. Each and every one of us, you see. You were asking about why did these people, or was it him, get so much, the politicians and all they raise up. Well, you have to remember that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. What does that mean? That this thing called the law of mind, or the law of cause and effects, works the same for everyone. It doesn't matter, you know, if you are a nice person or not. This universe doesn't care if you're a nice person or not. Goodness has nothing to do with anything. It's what you're thinking it has to do with it. Always what you're thinking. We were taught in brand name churches and all that, we must always be nice and pleasant and all that kind of stuff, which is a much better way to go through life. But you can be nasty. I know tons of nasty people have tons of money, you know, but they believe that they can have that money. They don't care about anything. So in this life, learn to enjoy yourself, learn to enjoy the life that you are leading, and finally, learn to accept and love yourself. That's all you need to know. The rest is all just filler. Learn to love yourself. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.